Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Myers. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you James Craig in a story titled Take My Advice. And now, here's Act One Curtain. It's Sunday night, and Joe O'Neill and Leslie Gray have just returned to Leslie's apartment after seeing a movie. They're fellow workers on the news.
Come on in, Joe. It's early.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Of course not, silly. I hate being alone.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, Miss Gray.
Oh, Joe O'Neill. You act as if we'd just been introduced. What's wrong about you and me? You seem to enjoy being with me, and I like you, but... Well, nothing seems to, well, happen to us.
I guess it must be my fault. I must be a big bore.
Oh, it's nothing of the sort. You're not a bore. Joe, you're the most popular reporter on the news. Are you afraid of me?
Well, of course not. It's just that you work in there with Mrs. White, and, well, I read her column and...
Oh, you mean her advice to the lovelorn. Be courteous. People like clicky heels and bow when you tell your girl goodnight. Carolyn's living back in the gay 90s, Joe.
I take it you don't approve of the old-fashioned courtships.
Well, no more than you would approve of the 1890s style of reporting, Joe.
Oh, I don't know. The old-timers were a little slow in getting started. But when they got going, they turned in real stories. I suppose that red-headed city editor is more your style.
Jim Hendricks? Well, Jim has his points.
I saw him trying to kiss you yesterday. I'm sorry. I walked into the office at the wrong time.
Oh, you barged in at the right time. Joe, I believe you're jealous.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm just confused.
Well, do you want me to try to straighten you out?
About Jim Hendricks?
Mm-hmm. Jim and a lot of other things. Oh, sorry.
Well, some other time. I'm afraid I'm keeping you awake right now. I'll see you at the office tomorrow.
Oh, you sure will. With my nose to the grindstone. I've got to do Carolyn's column for a week. She's taking a vacation.
You mean you're going to answer the letters to Mrs. White?
I'm going to make a stab at it, pal, and I'm going to try to be honest for a change.
That should make interesting reading. I guess I'd better be going now.
Oh, and thank you, Joe, for the dinner and movie and everything.
Good night, Leslie.
Joe, you sure you haven't forgotten anything?
No, guess not. I've got my hat. Good night.
What a guy. I wonder if he could be handing me a line.
Hi, Leslie. How's the column going?
Joe! Oh, Joe, you no good loafer. Where have you been for the last 2 days?
Oh, around here and there, working on a story.
Well, it's about time you dropped in. Well,
you seem to be doing all right.
What do you mean by that crack?
Jim Hendricks. I don't see how he finds time to give out assignments when he spends all of his time with you.
Oh, suppose you let me do the worrying about Jim.
Who's worrying about me?
Oh, seems that Joe is. He thinks you spend too much time coaching the substitute lovelorn editor.
Yeah? And what does the lovelorn editor think about it?
She's hoping she can get a column out of it.
You're beginning to sound like a tough newspaper woman.
And you're making noises like a human being. Maybe I've been wrong about you, Joe.
Could be. You have, Leslie.
While we're on the subject, Joe, old man, I've been doing a spot of worrying about you.
Yeah? What have I done?
You've been spending too much time in the managing editor's office. You know, I sort of like to know what's going on in there.
Well, I have an idea. M.E. will tell you if he wants you to know. It has nothing to do with your job.
Huh. Well, that's quite a relief. But if you don't watch your step, it's likely to have something to do with yours.
Maybe you've got something there. Now get out. I want to talk to Leslie.
Why, Joe.
Look, something's happened to you, Bub, and I don't like it.
I think maybe I do. Goodbye, Jim.
I'll see you later, Leslie.
Wow. What's happened to you, mister?
A lot of things. Now, come on, it's after 6 o'clock. Huh? We've got places to go.
Well, where's the fire?
No fire. It's a picnic on Lake Allen.
Oh.
I'm going to row you over there.
Well, okay, Skipper. Let's shove off.
The curtain falls on Act One of Take My Advice, starring James Craig. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from Wendell Niles for the National Guard.
Did you know that the National Guard is part of our country's first line of defense? That if we were to be attacked, the National Guard would be mobilized for your protection in a matter of hours? Just as they have come to your aid in time of fire and flood, blizzard and hurricane, the men of the new National Guard are ready to serve you in time of national emergency. There are 25 infantry divisions, 2 armored divisions, 20 regimental combat teams, 7 armored cavalry regiments, and more than 500 anti-aircraft artillery units among the army troops of the National Guard. The Air National Guard has 72 fighter and 12 light bombardment squadrons, some of them equipped with jet-propelled planes, supported by a radar net of aircraft control and warning groups. The National Guard in your community is a part of this mighty force for freedom. Visit it. Get to know its men. Support them in every way you can. For your support of the National Guard will assure you and your country of continued security. Now back to our show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
Now, Act Two of Take My Advice, starring James Craig as Joe O'Neill. Well, here we are again. Joe and Leslie are on Lake Island. Let's join them.
The old Williams cabin. How do you like it?
Fine. Sure looks dark and deserted for a party.
Oh, well, I guess we're early. Oh. I'll light the lantern. Looks like the fire's ready. Just needs a match.
How cozy. Oh, Joe, it's delightful. I love to gaze into a fire.
I'd rather gaze into your lovely eyes. There's firelight there. And stars, too.
You never said anything like that before. Oh, Joe. That was a surprise. You've never kissed me before.
I've been wanting to ever since I met you. So right now, I'm going to make up for lost time.
Well, that's enough, Joe. You haven't lost that much time. Where are the other people who are coming to this party?
Does it take more than two to make a party, darling?
Oh, come on, Joe, out with it.
Okay, honey. You and I are the only two on this island tonight. Oh. It's our private party.
Why, Joe O'Neill, you... Well, you're awfully sure of yourself.
For once in my life, I am. I'm sure of everything except you.
Well, you can say that again. I don't like tricks.
What's the matter, darling? Afraid of me?
You better drop the darling. I don't think I like it. Who helped you think up this abduction?
It's no abduction.
And what is it?
Oh, sort of an experiment in human relations. Mm. You know, boy meets girl, boy kisses girl.
But boy doesn't get girl. Uh-uh, not this time. If this is your idea of being romantic,
you let me kiss you. You even kiss me back.
Well, that was before I found out I'd been taken for a boat ride.
I thought when a girl kissed a boy...
You've been doing entirely too much thinking. Girl doesn't marry every man she kisses.
Well, I should hope not. Anyhow, I hadn't asked you to marry me.
Oh!
Yet.
Well, that does it. Now I know I don't like you. You've had your fun, but the party's over, mister.
Leslie, wait. What are you going to do?
I'm going home. It's time to stop playing games.
I'm not playing games, and you're not going home.
Well, I'd like to see you try to stop me. You act like a crazy man.
Sure. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love. And it's your fault.
Quit it, Joe. Quit trying to kiss me, you wolf.
Leslie, honey, you've got to listen to me.
I'm going home.
Come back here. What do you know about boats? Do you want to drown?
I don't care if I do.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll take you home right now.
You'll not take me home until I'm good and ready.
Well, I'll be... I give up.
Oh, you... You mean that, Joe?
You heard me.
Well, you don't have to take that attitude when it's all your fault.
Yes, I guess it is. I didn't have much heart for this idea anyway. You were right.
I don't understand.
About my not being myself. I guess this caveman stuff isn't for me. I'm sorry, Leslie.
Really and truly sorry?
Cross my heart.
Why did you do it?
Oh, it seemed the only way to find out about you and me. I guess I'm all mixed up.
What are you going to do now?
Take you home. Then you can forget all about this evening. Me too.
But I don't want to forget. Do you have to give up so easily?
Now, wait a minute. You're getting me more bewildered than ever. Would you mind telling me exactly what do you want?
I think it would help if I knew what you want.
I thought I'd made that perfectly clear. But you didn't seem to take the idea.
Well, I didn't till I found out you'd tricked me into coming here, and then you turned into a caveman, and...
That part of it wasn't my idea.
And whose was it?
Yours, you little minx.
Oh!
Didn't you write this?
Oh, well, that's a galley proof of tomorrow's column, my love-going column.
Read it. Go ahead, read it.
Dear Mr. Bewildered, there's only one way to convince some girls. Get her off alone and take her in your arms and... Where did you get this?
In the composing room. Oh, I've got a right to it.
Oh?
The advice was written to me.
You're...
Mr. Bewildered in person.
Oh, how was I to know the treatment would be tied out on me?
Then your theory of a whirlwind courtship didn't apply to you.
Oh, well, maybe it does, Joe. Joe, what are you going to do?
Follow your advice. Kiss you again and again. How'd you like to be the wife of the new political editor of the News?
Never write another lovelorn column? I'd love it, darling.
Come here.
The curtain falls on Act Two of Take My Advice, starring James Craig. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our citizen army, the National Guard, presents Thomas Mitchell. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, this is C.P. McGregor saying thanks for listening and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appears with the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.